The amazing introductory price of Robinson's Turbine R66. How long can it last? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. This is the second and final installment of Jim Campbell's interview with Kurt Robinson, who took over the reins of Robinson Helicopter from his father, Frank, in August. Today, we start with a question about the R-66's unique position within the industry.
There's literally no competition. I mean, there's just nothing that's remotely like the machine at this point. So the only real competition you have at this point is used versions of your competitors, and some of those have to be really used to get to your price point. What are you hearing from people in regards to the value proposition, and are you going to be able to keep the R-66 below 800 grand?
Well, we hope so. A lot of that depends on our own vendors and our own cost. You know? But we've done everything we can to bring it down. We've got the same design philosophy that we put into the R-22 and the R-44, where we're actually looking to put something out there that we're not just producing, 20 or 30 of a year, that we're doing, 300-400 a year. Mm-hmm. And when you get up to those kind of volumes, you can get some economies of scale and drive the price down. And that's where we always like to be. We'd rather sell a lot more at a lower price than just a few at a higher price.
The market as it stands right now, we've been through a couple of years of really tough times. It affected you, but it sure didn't affect you as badly as some others. What has been your experience in getting through the last 2 years of the global economic situation, and how does it look for Robinson from here on out?
It affected us. There's no question that this is certainly the first time in my life that I've seen it, where it wasn't just like the United States that went down, or it was, Europe. It was global, and we had never really seen that before. We watched it go from, we had almost a year backlog. We were doing close to 19 chips a week, and then all of a sudden, people couldn't get financing. The banks just froze up. People that had given us deposits were ready for aircraft. When they went back to their bank and said, okay, now I need the rest of the loan, and the banks just said no. And so we saw that worldwide. Mm-hmm. And that took probably through the spring of this year, of 2010, to clear out and get things going again. And now we're seeing it around the world, not everywhere, but you've got places like Australia, you've got Brazil, South America, areas that have kind of come back first, and then even the United States now is starting to kind of slowly but surely work its way back. The interesting thing about that, too, is that the aircraft that we're selling now, you would think that you would be more attractive to the lower price points, meaning the R-22 or the Raven 1. It's not true. Most of our orders are actually coming for the Raven 2, the more expensive of the R-44 line. Mm-hmm. And I have no answer for why that is.
Which brings up the ultimate question. What is the future of the Piston Robbie line?
It's pretty solid. The sales have actually already started picking up again as the economy is going by, and so we're real pleased with it. And we have right now, over 9,000 Piston aircraft out there. And those helicopters, people using them, they tend to sell other helicopters.
Will there be more development in the Piston line?
Sure. As we go along and as technology improves, we'll be looking at a lot of different things on there. It really depends on a lot of it's the avionics that are coming out and the things that we'll be looking at, and we'll be improving the aircraft as things come along. Not necessarily a whole new model change, but as you look at different improvements that you can do to the aircraft, we're continuing to do those even now.
When we return, we had to ask, what's it like to take over this job from your father? More with Jim Campbell and Kurt Robinson in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the ANN special feature. Jim Campbell's talking with Kurt Robinson, new president of Robinson Helicopters. Family businesses don't always survive, let alone thrive, when the torch is passed from generation to generation.
Frank Robinson, of course, has been Robinson Helicopter since the beginning. And there's no question in anybody's mind that he revolutionized the personal and light commercial rotorcraft market to an extent that nobody would have believed just a few years before. Stepping into those shoes, talk about a tough act to follow. How are you liking it?
I can't replace Frank. Don't even try.
You know, I understand.
That type of thing. But what we do have here is we have a team of top people, and I can think of 8 or 10 that we've all been here in excess of 20 years. The heads of engineering, production, sales and marketing, legal, the whole gamut across the board. They're all roughly in my age group.
Mm-hmm.
We're all, you know, late 40s, early 50s type of people. We've all been working here for a long time. We've all been trained in the Frank mantra of how to do things. And so we're excited to be able to kind of let the cut the strings loose and let us all run and do what we've been taught to do. And for that, it's easy because you can't have one person. And Frank used to be able to go from his gut, and when we were smaller, he pretty much had to do that. But now, as we've kind of moved into, you know, larger production, as I say, we've got so many aircraft out there. It takes a team now.
How do you though like being in your position right now? I mean, it's got to be one thing to have worked so closely with Frank and everything else, and now to be the decision maker.
It's been a little while coming. Frank is still here. He doesn't put in an 8-hour day, but he's still somebody, a sounding board, and that's very comforting. It's nice to be able to get some feedback from him as we go forward. But these are things that we've talked about for years, things that I understand what we need to do,
mm-hmm.
and how to go about doing them. I mean, I wouldn't be here if I didn't really, really enjoy flying, enjoying what I do here. It's kind of an honor for the board to have selected me and to say, look, let's all work together, and for me to head up this group. I'm really proud of everybody.
Final question. This is the toughest one, and I realize it's totally unfair. Pull out the Robinson crystal ball 10, 20, 30 years from now. What does Robinson look like?
I'd like to think we'll be even more global, that we'll be larger, and that we'll be catering, hopefully, to all of the needs and desires of the helicopter community. Frank has started out by everything that we made and we got, we put it right back into the company, and we did it for the advancement and development of helicopters and for the helicopter industry, to try and grow the industry. I'd like to look 20 years ahead and see that the helicopter industry is even bigger, that they're even easier to use, that more people use them, that they find more markets. That's what I see. And then our job is just to facilitate that, is to figure out ways that the helicopters can be safer, that they can have, you know, better endurance, that it's not so difficult to fly, and that they're used in areas where people aren't using them right now.
Kurt Robinson is the president of Robinson Helicopter Company. Find out more online at robinsonheli.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and editor-in-chief. If you'd like to see the video that goes with this audio, look in the archives for December 14th and 15th at aero-tv.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. Have a clear and unlimited day.